Jamestown Public School Board discusses summer projects. North Dakota State Hospital reaccredited. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Jamestown Public School Board held some discussion on the capital project plan and summer projects in 2022 Monday evening. Superintendent Dr. Rob Leck provided the latest in his report on the plans for their summer projects that includes additional asbestos abatement from the Gussner HVAC project.
The bulk of the work pretty much consistently year after year in building repairs, but there's a significant generator repair that needs to occur at Jamestown High School, various doors and window repairs and replacements across the district.
Leck says this also includes extension of the fence at Lincoln Elementary due to the removal of the old transition house and floor scrubber replacement at JHS.
We need to formalize and put a long-term fence in that area for our students because they use that as a playground or will be using that as a playground. A floor scrubber, that's our equipment. That's a larger purchase.
Read more online at newsdakota.com. The North Dakota State Hospital in Jamestown has received a three-year accreditation from the Joint Commission for its Hospital and Behavioral Health Care and Human Services Program following an on-site survey review in late March. State Hospital Superintendent Dr. Rosalie Etherington says the accreditation underscores their team's commitment to providing safe, quality patient care to people with severe, complex, and persistent mental health illness and substance use disorders. The hospital has continuously been accredited since 1956 by the Joint Commission. Read more online at newsdakota.com. A Democratic lawmaker from Bismarck is asking the Attorney General to determine whether the state owns a railroad bridge. Senator Tracy Potter requested an opinion from the Attorney General's office on Monday on who owns the Bismarck-Mandan Rail Bridge. Nonprofit group Friends of the Rail Bridge wants to stop BNSF Railway from demolishing the 139-year-old bridge to clear the way for a new one. The group and the railroad signed a deal early last year outlining paths to keeping or removing the bridge, but the group feels a state ownership determination would help its cause. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.